Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of real talk about leveling up that alpha game. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of negativity? Like your brain's running on a broken filter, always serving up the worst takes? We all been there, but guess what? That ain't an algorithm we gotta accept, fam. We got the power to rewrite our own code. And today, we're talking about cultivating a positive mindset. Yeah, I know. Sounds kind of cheesy, like something your grandma would say at Thanksgiving dinner. But trust me on this one, folks. This ain't about rainbows and unicorns. It's about becoming the freaking CEO of your own life. First things first. Stop comparing yourself to everyone else. Seriously, scrolling through Instagram is basically a self-esteem massacre waiting to happen. Remember, those highlight reels are curated for maximum impact. They ain't showing you the bloopers, the struggles, or the times when that influencer was just as lost and confused as you are. Focus on your own journey, your own wins, no matter how small they seem. You're in a race against yourself, not anyone else. Number 2. Surround yourself with positivity. You know those friends who always bring the energy up? They're like the human equivalent of caffeine. Yeah, you need those people in your life. They'll hype you up when you need it, keep things real, and remind you that life's too short to be bogged down by negativity. Ditch the drama queens, the chronic complainers, the people who just suck the life out of every room they enter. You deserve better than that. Thirdly, practice gratitude. This ain't about being all sappy and mushy. It's about recognizing the good stuff in your life. Got a roof over your head? Food on the table? Friends who actually give a damn? Boom, instant win. Make a mental list every day of things you're grateful for, no matter how small. You'll be surprised at how much it shifts your perspective. Fourth, take care of your body and mind. I ain't talking about becoming obsessed with fitness or going full monk mode. Just eat cleanish. Get some exercise, like actually moving your body, not just swiping on TikTok, and get enough sleep. Your physical health directly impacts your mental well-being. Treat your temple like the sacred space it is. And last but not least, don't be afraid to ask for help. This ain't a sign of weakness, fam. It's a sign of strength. We all need support sometimes, and there are people out there who want to help you navigate the ups and downs of life. Reach out to a friend, family member, therapist, or anyone you trust. Talking it out can be a game changer. Now, let's say you're feeling super stressed about an upcoming exam. You know that anxious energy is creeping in, making your brain feel like scrambled eggs. You start scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to other super smart students who seem to be effortlessly acing everything. Sound familiar? That negativity spiral is gonna sabotage your study game before you even hit the books. Instead of letting those thoughts take over, try this. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, and then shift your focus. Make a gratitude list, maybe something like, I have access to resources and information, or I'm capable of learning and growing. Focus on what you can control, your studying habits, your time management, and your effort. Remember, you're not in competition with anyone else but yourself. So, there you have it. 5 simple yet powerful strategies to cultivate a positive mindset. It ain't magic, folks. It takes conscious effort, self-awareness, and a whole lot of practice. But trust me, the payoff is worth it. You're going to be amazed at what happens when you choose to see the good, embrace the challenge, and believe in your own freaking awesomeness. Remember, your mindset is everything, so make it count. Drop a comment below letting me know which tip resonated with you the most. Don't forget to tag this episode in your TikTok stories, show some love by hitting that subscribe button, and share this with any homie who needs a dose of positivity in their life. Let's keep this alpha game strong, Gen Z. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.